here we have the AGSI, which are the middle managers who carry a lot of the weight within the job itself, now very concerned at the levels of policing in general, because they're saying that they could decline to 12,000. The government is hoping to get that number up to 15,000, but you can't increase the numbers if you're not going to retain those numbers. And if they have a strict oversight bodies, guards are nearly afraid now to make a mistake, you know. To err is human, and unfortunately in the Garda Síochána at the present moment, if you err at all, you're liable to be suspended, fined, or even sacked under the new regulations that have come in or been signed into law. That's a lot of the stuff that's happening at the present moment, including Gardaí facing violence on the street and assaults. Pay and pensions all feed into the issues that really concern the force itself and the public whom they serve.
So it'd be fair to say, like we were saying there, in terms of the amount of Gardaí that have retired or resigned this year, that we're looking around the 100 mark so far. And would it be fair to say that you're maybe not too alarmed by that figure, or not too surprised by that figure, and that's why you're saying kind of there needs to be more sustainability in terms of solutions rather than just simple incentives?
Yeah, I think we need to look at the policing model overall. Incentives are grand. They last for a period of time, but you know, you have to have something that's sustainable, that's long lasting. So there's a whole plethora of issues within the structure or the model itself that needs to be ironed out. And I think we go back to the basic policing model, which, you know, the basic policing model and the basic pillars of policing, where there was nothing wrong with them. It wasn't perfect, but at least people knew who was working in their area. The Garda Síochána stations were open, that you could make contact with your local sergeant, inspector, or your superintendent if you had concerns, or a member of the Garda Síochána itself. But unfortunately, that has been removed, and we've created more buffers, or the government have created buffers by allowing this policing model to stand.